His word.
All right, let's go ahead and open our Bibles up to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14, starting on verse 22. Tonight I have entitled the message tonight, Do You Have Great Faith? And to me, this ought to be turned into a question. You asking yourself, do I have this great faith? So, once again, Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 22. Matthew 14, beginning with verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth hour of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea, and there and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. They cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. While, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Let's pray. Blessed fathers, we come to you this time, Lord. Lord, we want to see an example here tonight, Heavenly Father, what the disciples have gone through here. Especially Peter. Lord, how this needs to be an example in our lives today, Heavenly Father. Lord, I just ask you, Lord, that you continue to bless us. Continue to help us, Lord. Strengthen our bodies, Heavenly Father. Strengthen our spirits, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you so much. But Lord, I ask you once again tonight, Heavenly Father, please continue to be with our pastor and Diane while they're traveling. And Lord, just bring them back the next appointed time. But Lord, once again, we're here to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So tonight, in verse 22 here, it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away." And what I want to say here tonight, after Jesus, Jesus has sent his disciples to get into a ship and go to the other side. And at this time, when Jesus is sending the men to get into the ship, he knew what they'd be going through.
That's right.
He knew ahead of time that, you know, that they'd be going through this storm. But sometimes, even during crisis time, when he remained on earth with the disciples, that he wanted to put the disciples through the storm for a simple reason, is to test their faith. And tonight, God is looking at us and saying, "I'm here to test your faith tonight as well." We got to remember, God is the one that's in control. Okay. Yes, you know, they're heading out there, and there's going to be that storm. Okay. So let's remember the storms that they go through that during the time that Christ was here, we'll be going through the same storms. So, but I should say different storms. But let's think about some of the storms that, you know, that we go through in lifetime. Some of us even now have storms in our lives today. And of course, I'm going to use my wife and I as an example here tonight. That sometimes in our lives, we go through many storms. There are things that will take place. Sometimes it may be physical. Sometimes it may be spiritual. But the thing I want to point out here tonight is, I know it's been a while back ago, I guess it's been over at least a couple of years ago, that it seems like one thing right after another within our household, that something messed up, the car broke down, the truck messed up, you know, the air conditioner went out, and so many other things. But, you know, sometimes God will try our faith. So, you know, yes, you know, there was a lot of financial stuff involved, but you know what? God worked it out. God worked it out to a point where, you know, we paid for the parts. Somebody did the labor. If it was on the car, if it was on the air conditioner, it did not hardly cost us nothing, but it was just a point. Sometimes the aggravation that we go to, but you know what? God is there to see us through it. Amen. So let's remember, and it's not just on us, it's all of us. All of us in our lifetime somewhere will go through a storm or two or maybe even more. So many of you here have already been through storms. So let's look at verse 23 here. And it says, And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. And the thing I want to point out here tonight, that Jesus, after he sent the multitude away, the Bible says that Jesus went up in a mountain to pray. And I've noticed in other places that when Jesus, a lot of times when he went to be alone, he went up into a mountain
That's right.
to pray. But you know what? All it was there was just him and God. But you know what? That's how it ought to be with us today. That we need to have our mountain we need to go to. That we can go before God. And spend time in prayer. And we're not talking 5 minutes, people. You know, if that's all the time you got, you know, God will accept that. But the thing of it is, we need to know prayer is very important. Use something as an example. And here on Sunday mornings, Pastor James is always asking in here as far as prayer requests. Many people in here will raise their hand asking for prayer. Wednesday night, the pastor will come forward as well asking for prayer for those that need prayer. You know what? One thing I like about this church, and there's many things I like about it, but the thing I'd like to tell you is that this is a praying church. And you know what? And I want to praise God tonight for that, because when you have people that are willing to pray for our pastor, when you got people that are willing to pray for Pastor James and his wife as well, and so many of us in here need prayer. But the thing of it is, we know that we can go before the throne of God. So, right. I lost my place here. Okay, verse 24. This is, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. So tonight, sometimes we may be in the midst of the sea. And sometimes we look at things as far as from the physical side that there seems to be no way out. But you know what? That is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. So instead of us trying to do things on our own, which I believe a lot of people try to do sometimes. Yes, I know I've done it before in the past. So we just need to remember, next time when there seems to be no way out, we need to remember that we need to focus on Christ Jesus. Amen. Excuse me. Here. As we go ahead and move down, verse 26 here, and when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. So what I want to say here tonight is that I kind of jumped ahead of myself. Sorry here. All right, let's go back to verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the water. And the thing I want to say tonight, once again, that you know, Christ went to them walking on the water. But here again, you know, if we can look at things, when Christ did things, it was always during his time. Not during the time of the disciple, it's not the time during the multitudes. But if we look at things today, in our lives, sometimes we want our prayers answered. Excuse me. Yes, and sometimes we want God to answer our prayers now. But the thing of it is, God is the one, once again, that's in control. It's not doing our time, it's not doing my time, but it's doing God's time when the prayers are answered.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, you know, and of course I'm going to use us, my wife and I, as an example, that, you know, we have things that we, at our house, in the garage, my trailer, different places, that we've been trying to sell things. And, you know, we put these things online to sell them, but sometimes I get to the point that, Lord, nothing has been sold in a while, and I need these things sold now. God says, you know what? It's not now. It's during my time. And we need to remember that. I need to remember that, that it's during God's time, not my time. Now, one other thing I want to point here, when you know, if it's like this, walking on the water seems to be impossible with us, okay? Because, you know, sometimes we can say, yeah, I can do it, but when you physically get out there to do it, you can't do it, I can't do it, there's no way we can do it, because we're in the flesh. Now, people say, well, you just got through saying about faith. Yeah, do you have the faith that you can get out there and go across the street in that lake over there and walk on the water? You know, that's between you and God. But you know what? But God says, okay, but with God all things are possible. And in John 15:5, he tells us this, that all things are possible. So let's remember that, all right? It seems impossible sometimes as far as with our prayers that they won't get answered. Okay? But you know what? God's going to answer them. Let's go ahead and drop down to verse 26 here now. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But the thing I want to point out here tonight, sometimes in life, do we fear our prayers will not be answered? Do we have that fear sometimes? Do we go before God and say, God, I don't see how this is possible. But you know what? Once again, with God, all prayers will be answered. And you say, well, how is that possible? I've had prayers that I prayed for and they won't answer. You know what? They may not have been answered in the way that you want it, but they're in the way that God knows best.
Amen.
Now, let's go down to verse 27 here. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." So what Jesus is simply telling them tonight, he says, look, it is I. Why are you fearful? Why are you afraid?
Amen. Good.
So, but look at us tonight. God does not want us to be in life as far as being sad. He doesn't want us to be afraid. He doesn't want these things. He doesn't want you to feel this way. But we need to understand, but once again, God is in control. But God will take care of us. I don't care what your prayer is. God is going to take care of it. So let's drop down to verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto to thee on the water. Tonight, we see that Peter had asked Jesus a question here. Basically, and what I'd like to say here tonight, that God wants us to have to grow in our faith. Amen. If my faith is weak, I need to focus. How do we focus on it? By God's word. So we need to remember tonight that we need to exercise our faith. I need to exercise my faith. We all need to exercise our faith. You know, if we do not exercise our faith, what are we? We're nothing without, you know, without faith. All right, so then, all right, let's, in verse 29 here. And he said, come. And when Peter was came down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Tonight, when Peter came out of the ship and he was walking on the water, you know, going to Jesus, my question tonight, there was something in Peter at that time for him to simply say, Lord, I want to come. And Peter simply gets up out of the boat without even thinking about it, and he's able to get out there and walk on the water. Now, was it because of his faith? Okay? And because I want you to stop and think here tonight. Jesus wants us to have a greater faith. Now, at this time when Peter got out and walked on the water here, he's simply saying that if we look at Peter right now, can we say truly that Peter had faith here? Or was it with the will of God? Or was it both? So give you something to think about here. But Jesus, once again, wants us to have that greater faith. You know, this is something that we all need to have. We all need to have a greater faith in life. We need to be able to continue on in life. We need to be able to have the Word of God. We need to be able to do things in life without having fear in our heart. Verse 30. Says, but he said, excuse me, but when he saw the wind, boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. My thing tonight with Peter, what happened? Let me read that verse again. He says, but when he saw the wind, boisterous, he was what? Afraid. Why was he afraid? Because he began to sink and cried out, save me, Lord. Save me. And he began to sink. I'll tell you what happened. He took his eyes off the Lord. Amen. He took it off the Lord, because he was standing right there on that water, walking to Jesus. And when he got to Jesus, I believe out of the corner of his eyes, he noticed there were things taking place. And as soon as he took his eyes and turned his head, he began to sink. What happened? He took his eyes off the Lord. Now, do we sometimes in life take our eyes off the Lord and focus on things that are in the world? When we get to the point, people, that we start taking our eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ and we start focusing on things in the world, it's going to get you into trouble. It's going to get me into trouble. Excuse me. Excuse me. So we need to remember, Jesus is the one that we need to focus on. We need to keep our eyes on Him. Once you get to the point, you take your eyes off. And let's use something as an example here, Lord, just laid on my heart. Is that, for instance, you going out and go to a movie. What kind of movie are you going to go to? Huh? Are you going to go to a godly movie? And I know they're hard to come by, but the point of it is that if there's a movie out there you're capable of watching, that's fine. Focus on the movie. Watch the movie. But during the same time that you're watching it, we need to focus on Christ. Okay? But the other thing is, if you decide to go watch a movie, and you say, well, let's go watch something that is really not appropriate, but I know it's going to be okay. What's happening? Are we taking our eyes off Jesus and putting them on other things in the world? Because, you know, once you get to the point in life, you start focusing on things in the world, you know what happens? It starts pulling you away from God. And when things start pulling you away from God, things happen in your life. Your daily devotion goes away. Your Bible reading goes away. Your prayer goes away. What am I saying? You took your eyes off Christ, people. I took my eyes off Him, and I looked away and seen things of this world that were pleasing to the eyes. So let's remember, do not take your eyes off Jesus. I want to tell you tonight, if you're here tonight and you've taken your eyes off Jesus, you need to find your way back to where you belong and stay there. Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hands and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Tonight, Jesus asked Peter and said, what happened to your faith? Why did you take your eyes off me? Why? Because you took your eyes off me, you began to sink. How many of us in our lives tonight have taken our eyes off Christ and began to sink? So we need to remember tonight that once again, we need to remember the focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and not things of this world. I have one other place I want to go to, and this is in Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10. This is talking about a centurion and talking about what takes place here tonight. And this is my key verse tonight, how things ought to be in life. But we're going to start off with verse 5. This is Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. It says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and said, Lord, my servant is at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shalt come under my roof, but speak the words only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go and be, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed him, verily I say unto you, have not found such greater faith, no, not in Israel. Tonight, I want to think about something. Jesus said, I have not seen such greater faith till now, until I met up with this centurion. What is Jesus saying tonight? Here is a man that says, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. He says, but just speak the words only, and he knows that his servant will be healed. Tonight, I would like to say, as Jesus said here, he has not found such greater faith. But my question is to you, and I want you to think about this tonight. Why has it taken so long for Jesus to find such great faith? Why has it taken so long? Has he seen this before? He says, not in Israel. Can he see it tonight in your life? Can he see that greater faith? Can he find it in you? But you know what? Jesus is simply asking us, which of us tonight that's in here that has that greater faith? Can you say, yes, it's I? I have something I want to share with you tonight. And we will close in this. Towards the end of last month, my wife and I had an issue. Financial issue. And we had been doing what we could to help our families out when it was needed. And I didn't realize that our financials had gotten so low. And my wife and I got together. He said, you know, we don't even have the money here to pay our mortgage. We only have a small amount. And I don't mind saying this for the simple reason I want to tell you how God blessed in this. That we were $750 short. This was Friday and Saturday at the end of the month for September. The 1st of October is when our payment was due. We didn't have the $750. I got concerned. God says, oh, ye of little faith. All right, Lord. Once again, I challenge you. You say you're never late. Here it's the 1st. It's Sunday. Banks ain't even open today. How are you going to be on time? How are we going to have the finances? Last Sunday, I had a man walk up to me. Handed me a check, says, I owe you this. I said, praise the Lord. But it was only a part of it. I simply want to say tonight that I found out before we left here there was another check presented to us. It was still not quite enough. But it took, though, between those two checks, God took care of that. Later that night, my wife and I, we walked into the house. And she held something. And it was another check. What am I saying tonight? God provided. He says you need to have such great faith. Before that night was over with, God knows our hearts. He knows that we're a believer. He knows we believe in giving tithes. You know, God went above and beyond the 750. Why? Because He's concerned. Why? He cares about us. God provided the 750 plus so we could pay tithes on it. If that isn't God, I don't know what is. And tonight, people, this is the kind of faith we need to have in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
So let's remember. Let's exercise our faith. Put our trust and faith in God. Amen. So next time you have doubts running through your mind, get rid of them. Focus on God. Why? For the simple reason is because with Him, we can have a greater faith. You must remember to take those doubts, put them aside, focus on Christ. Don't focus on these things of the world. Just focus on Him. And God, I promise you, He will take care of your needs. You know what? Sunday night, when we went home, wife says, I'm going to do something here. She went in, opened up a computer, got on it. Sunday night, she was able to make the mortgage payment.
Amen.
What am I saying? With God, all things are possible.
Right.
So He proved tonight with me and my wife that all things are possible. So remember, next time you have doubt, you just remember. Get rid of that doubt. Remember that verse. John 15, verse 5. You know what? Next time you have doubt, you need to look that verse up and read it. Don't read it one time. Read it once, read it twice, read it three times. Read it as much as many times as possible. But you need to remember to focus on Christ. Have your eyes on Him. He will provide for you. Amen. So tonight, let's remember that God wants to be a blessing to us tonight. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Bow our heads and close our eyes, please. Let's take a moment to pray here. Blessed Fathers, we come to You at this time, Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord, for the example of Peter and his faith and then doubting. Lord, are we like this tonight, Lord? Do we have doubt in our hearts? Do we have our trust and faith in You? Do we have that greater faith, Lord? Lord, I know You desire for us to have that greater faith. But Lord, I ask You to help each and every one of us tonight, Heavenly Father. Lord, tonight as this altar is open, as every head is bowed, every eye is closed, people would make their way to this altar tonight, Heavenly Father. Lord, that people would just get their heart right with you. Lord, I'm not talking about as far as salvation. Yes, if there's one in here tonight that needs to be saved, they need to come forward. But Lord, I'm talking about coming to an altar tonight and confessing their sins and getting things right in their life. Maybe they're here tonight. There's a man here tonight that wants to bring his family up to this altar here and spend time here. People, this is where we need to be tonight. Lord, I thank you so much. I just ask you, Lord, that you please bless doing this invitation. Thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So let's remember tonight, this altar is open. Jesus is here waiting on you tonight. Some are here already. Some are coming now. The Lord is simply saying, why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you tonight. You know, we shouldn't never have to wait on Christ. You know, as far as having to, excuse me. But let's remember, God is there for us. He's there for us tonight. So let's remember, this altar here is for you. It's there for me. So come.